Today, foggy, mostly sunny, 21. That's what's happening at Greenpoint Christian College. That's the weather there. And
it's always sunny at Greenpoint Christian College.
Of course it is. And their students just excel.
Oh, don't they? They're a bright bunch.
And one of their students many years ago was Daniel Weber. He is an actor now. He joins us in the studio. We were just speaking to him before. Dan, it's so good to have you aboard, buddy.
Thanks, fellas. It's good to be here.
Mate, now, you started off, I believe, we'll go through to what you're doing now, Billy the Kid, but you were trampoline. And you went trampolining all around the world.
Yeah. Good man. Good memory. That's what I did. I grew up competing as a trampolinist. We went over to Canada. We went over to New Zealand. At one point, we were in the Middle East in Qatar. We did this crazy arena performance with 40,000 people around us, dressed in these outfits which lit up, and we had this sort of 40-minute performance scenario. It was huge. I think it was like 18 or so. I just got on the bandwagon somehow and got this really neat job over there.
You don't just become that good at trampolining overnight. Like, where does school fit into it? Like, were you a trampolinist from 8 years old?
No, I mean, I started at 10, went through to about 18, continued on, did a bit of circus stuff for a while, but mostly it was trampolining. I had the most incredible coach. He was Fred Austin. He used to be the Olympic coach. His son's trained the Olympic guys. Like, we had really good people sort of teaching us. And I feel like, you know, that in some ways, you know, your family, you're at school, but I think my coach was probably one of the biggest guiding, you know, figures for me.
We were just talking off air about, you know, you've lived all over the States doing acting.
Yep.
How's a young kid from Greenpoint find himself in America with an acting career? Is that just luck, or did you have to work butt off?
It's everything. I mean, it's not. You can't say it's not luck. It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of putting your nose to the grindstone. You've got to, obviously, you know, acting. I think acting seems really simple, and to a point it is. But to somehow like sneak in above, I guess, everybody else, you have to just find a different. You know, like, not everybody's Russell Crowe, not everybody's Heath Ledger. You got to find how to sit in that sweet little pocket there. So, and a lot of hard work.
You're doing Billy the Kid, which we'll get to in a moment. But last time we caught up, you were doing Escape from Pretoria, which was with Daniel Radcliffe from Harry Potter. Mate, is he a good dude?
Oh, he's a lovely guy. He's an absolutely, he's a gem of a human being. He's one of those guys you're like, with that much success, it's just incredible that you can stay that humble. Well, the other thing that was amazing with him was just how passionate he was. I mean, we had pretty much a small independent film that we did with him with Escape from Pretoria compared to the budgets that he's used to. And the guy just, he thrived being there and working and had such, I don't know, like he'd have 20 fans out waiting for him each day. And he'd stop by and he'd sign their autograph after a 14-hour day of filming. I mean, he's just a good person who loves what he's doing, and he's sort of reinventing himself, and I really admire that.
Now, at the moment, you're starring as Jesse Evans in the Billy the Kid. Let's have a listen.
I'm doing this for you, Ma.
How could we manage without you, Billy?
You see, Billy, there's a very fine balance between good and evil.
How about you just leave this down?
It's a free country.
How's your American accent there, Patty?
Not too bad there, Rob.
Hey, I reckon we can do a show in American accents.
All right, I'm getting the producers on the phone. You're on.
How'd you go doing it? Did you have to change?
Oh, man, I'm pretty sure the Texans are going to hate me.
Oh, they don't know nothing now. Dead
me
Texas.
Botching up the American accent quite severely. Listen, so I had fun doing it. I don't know if they had fun listening to it. I had fun doing it.
So you're Jesse. You play Jesse Evans, who is in charge of the Seven Rivers gang. And then you get Billy the Kid to join your gang.
Yes. I'm the little devil on his shoulder saying, come over here, son.
Yeah, sure.
And Billy,
did you have an accent coach? Because I've heard, you know, have people that actually work with you to make sure that the little intricacies of language you don't miss?
Yeah, they do. They're great fun, but you'll do a take and then this guy will come wandering up. He's got his little booklet and he'll whisper like what you've been doing wrong. And it kind of throws you every single time they come and do it. Because you're trying to do a scene and he's trying to get you to get these micro adjustments, which can never be the same in any, I don't know. They're needed, but they're tricky.
What was it like, because you filmed in Canada, what was it like doing the horse riding?
Oh, incredible, man. I grew up on horses. We used to do long distance sort of endurance races.
Yeah.
So anywhere from like 40Ks to 400Ks. So for me, I hadn't ridden for about 15 years. So getting back on the horses was a bit of a childhood. I don't know. I loved it. Pretty wild. I don't think this would happen in America, but because we're in Calgary and it's a bit of a cowboy state up there, they really gave us free rein. We pretty much used no stunt riders. We were stampeding herds of longhorn cattle across the prairies. You know, I would accidentally drive a longhorned cow towards my co-star, thinking, "My God, I've just killed Billy the Kid before we even started our show."
Like, you always wanted this role.
To die, yeah.
Just like few would be the times that we'd come away from these shoots these days without a huge grin on our faces. Yeah. Like, just so much fun.
And they would have had to rewrite history. Billy the Kid killed by longhorn cow.
Jesse Evans takes over the Billy the Kid story. That's the ulterior motive here.
Now, so that is the first one. You can get it on Stan, is that
right?
Yes, it's on Stan. Is the final episode of season one coming up?
Yeah. It's fairly soon. Either next week or the following week, I'm not entirely sure, but we're getting very close to the finale. It's sort of built up. The animosity is built up between Jesse and Billy, and I don't know, it should be a good...
How long are you on the coast now for?
Well, I've come back since COVID happened, so I normally live in LA, as we're talking about, and yeah, I've been back here since, and I just commute down to Sydney whenever work comes up, so...
Yeah, right, and you caught up with the old crew?
Yeah, back with the old boys.
Yeah. They never change.
The Avoca Bowler.
Yeah. They're Friday, Saturday nights, they are.
Yes.
In the same position.
Absolutely.
Drinking so good. The same.
Yeah. Chicken Parmesan.
That's right. You're discussing a world journey in filming movies, and they're discussing that there's been a new roundabout put in about four streets away.
Yeah, they couldn't give a rough. And this Billy the Kid, which you can get it on Stan, the guy behind Vikings was the guy who was instrumental in this.
Yeah, Michael Hurst.
Yeah.
What a genius. What a genius. He also did Kate Blanchett's Elizabeth, which got her, I think, her first Oscar. I mean, the guy knows how to create, bring an old world sort of story, contemporary take, and create these amazing characters.
And make number two on the way?
Number two's on the way. As far as I've heard, I know Michael's written it. We're waiting for the go-ahead. So fingers crossed, guys.
Yeah.
We'll be back in Canada soon.
Well, Daniel Webber, our local actor, thank you so much, mate. We might join you next week at the Avoca Beach Bolo.
Yes.
Come down for a palmy and a beer, and that would be bloody great to chat further.
You beauty.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, guys.
So, Billy the Kid, it stars our very own Daniel Webber. It's out on Stan, and if you want to have a look at it, make sure you do. Thanks for coming in, Dan.
Thanks,
brother. Pleasure, champ.